especially, well, the way they let them do nowadays, my goodness, like they just have anything they want, anytime they want it, and don't make a difference what it is, whether it's a hunk of candy, then maybe give them a big hunk of candy and sit down and gorge that down. Well, then when mealtime comes, they can't eat stuff really that they ought to have. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? I never was no hand to eat between meals, but I had a sister that, oh, my heavens, that girl was always eating something. And still does. She still does, yes. If she gets hungry, she just goes and gets her something and starts chewing on it.
What do you call that, the food eaten between meals? Anything special?
Well, I think we used to call it piecing. Piecing, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I never had that habit. I never pieced between meals.
When your mother started breakfast, what was the first thing she did?
The first thing she did?
Uh-huh.
Make the coffee. I think that was her first chore. Yes, sir. Make the coffee. And, of course, we didn't have our coffee already prepared like we get it now, you know, already ground. We had a coffee mill.
Wasn't that a good smell, though?
Yes, sir. She'd sit down with that old coffee mill and grind that old coffee, you know, and yeah, you better dump her in there. It was a real thing. Well, Dad would buy this coffee in the berry, you know. We never bought no ground coffee. Buy it in the berry, grind it, take it home and grind it. Oh, I've often thought about during the war there when coffee got so high. I know I've had occasion or two, two or three different times to make the remark to somebody. I'd go down to the store and I'd pick up a pound of coffee and pay, I think $1.29 is the most I ever paid for a pound of coffee. And I know I've thought, just mentioned somebody would be standing there, I'd say, I wonder what my father would have thought if he'd have walked in a grocery store and they'd ask him $1.29 for a pound of coffee. I just wonder what his reaction would have been to it. What he'd have thought they was crazy.
Yeah.
We bought the best, I suppose, in them days for 20 cents, 25 cents. As little as 15 or 18 cents a pound. Yeah. We had our own coffee mill and done our own coffee grinding. We could grind it finer, or we could grind it coarser any way Mother wanted. She grind it whatever way she liked to use it the best.
Get
the
most, if she wanted to.
Yeah, to get the most good out of it. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Well, where did you drink your milk from at the table?
Well, I think mostly these big tumblers, these big glass tumblers, great big fellas are set up on they had a base and then there was a kind of a handle there to them and then a great big body on them. Yeah. I think that was what we used mostly.
Sort of like a mug?
Well, something,
Did they have a stem?
Yes, it had a stem. They were glass. Uh-huh. I remember they were glass tumblers. And they had a big round base that it sat on, and then there was a stem come up, and then this big body just went very, you know. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. It looked to me like they might have held as much as a pint. I don't know what they'd hold. I expect they'd hold a pint. Yep. That's what we drink out of. Drink milk out of them and iced tea out of them. Yep.
What was your dad's invitation to table if someone was standing around the table there that he'd asked to eat? What would you tell him to do?